As many wins as we can stock up, that's all I'm worrying about.
Tell me about the rookie quarterbacks.
Oh, he's good. Young, talented. You know, he makes some good throws. Athletic. You know, they got a good quarterback over there.
How does he compare to the other rookie you saw, Dak?
They both really, they have their own in a special way, their own talents. You know, and he's good. He's good. He can make some good throws to get out there. You wouldn't expect him to make it as far as being a rookie, but he makes the good throws. He plays like he's been in the league for a few years already, and that's a credit to him. So it's going to be a good ball game.
Mags was saying that you sometimes see a rookie quarterback and automatically you get excited for the defensive guy. Does he kind of not live up to that because of the way he's playing?
Nah, man. You cut the film on him, you wouldn't think that he was a rookie quarterback. Just watching the plays, how he progresses into his throws, and the decision making that he makes. So he's a good player, good football player. So we got a good game to look forward to.
He seems to have a sense that when it's time to get rid of it, he gets rid of it.
Yeah, like I said, good decision making. He knows when to get the ball out. He knows not when to make mistakes. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
What have you seen from their offensive line? Obviously, they've had some guys in and out of the lineup.
They got a good group of guys. I know they're missing. They're probably missing a couple guys, but they're still blocking and working good as a unit.
How do you and Jason decide which side to be on?
Just depends on how we feeling.
So you don't even know how you're going to line up going out there on Sunday? Right,
it just depends on what JPP thinking and what I'm thinking. So,
how much did you line up over the right tackle in the past before the season?
Before the season?
Yeah.
Probably like one time.
Like one play, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how much of a change has that been for you then?
It's a big change, but you just got to make it work.
I mean, making that work on the fly too. It's not like you guys have. It's not like you did in the preseason.
Hey, you gotta be a pro, man. You gotta be a professional. Whenever you got put in certain situations, you gotta make it work.
What's the biggest difference from the two sides?
Did you play in the left side or the right side? That's it.
Olivier, I don't know if you were asked this or not, but Carson Wentz has been successful 78.2% of the times when he's been pressured. Has that been a result of what he's been able to do? Have they protected him or a combination or something else?
Like I was saying, he can make the good throws and he put pressure on the face. He knows how to evade. He got great pocket awareness. That's one thing I can say about him. He doesn't really get flustered. You see him on tape, a lot of guys coming and blitzing him, and he still steps in and makes the throws. So, I give credit to him. He's a good quarterback.
Is he one of the, most advanced rookie quarterbacks you've seen in quite some time?
I mean, coming in, it's not very usual that you see a rookie quarterback coming in and making those type of plays. But he's done that, and they've won a good amount of football games, and that's why they're where they're at right now. So we got a good football team we're going against this weekend.
Did you already start?
Yeah, I already started, man. Late to the party.
Talked about this in London a little bit. But the game you had against the Rams, kind of sitting there after keeping your uniform on for a while, soaking it in, did you get the feeling maybe that you turned a corner as far as getting healthier and being the dominant force that you know you can be?
The biggest thing is, get healthy during the season. Everybody on the team that's banged up, you're going to be banged up during the football season. So the biggest thing to do is having everybody ready. And, it's a long season. We got another second half to go. So just feeling better than I did a week ago.
The pass rush, forget sacks, numbers, whatever. How do you feel that you guys have done as far as pressuring the quarterback and disrupting what offenses are?
Man, as long as we get wins, that's all I care about. As long as we get the wins and we go home and we got a win in the win column, that's all I care about.
Just a specific question. The play where they ran a screen to Austin, they had the trips to your left in that game, and you dropped and tackled him out of bounds. Did you make that decision on your own, or was that with the coverage? Did you recognize it?
That was part of the coverage. Part of it was a good call by Spag, and was able to make the play.
Do you lick your chop in a situation going up against a rookie quarterback? I mean, I know you guys have already done it this year, but
it's a different type of rookie quarterback we're going against, man. So you cut the tape on, and he's making plays that a rookie quarterback normally wouldn't do in the first year. So, you know, it's a good football team that we're going against, and we got a quarterback, he has a lot of confidence, and he's making good plays, making really good plays for being his first year. So it's going to be a challenge.
What about the rookie right tackle, though? He's been thrown into the fire. I think he's been even better in the last week or so than they thought. But, I mean, as an experienced guy like yourself, there's got to be something you can take advantage of there, right?
As a whole cohesive unit on the offensive line, all those guys have been pretty solid, trying to, you know, protect the quarterback. So just putting pressure on the tackles, putting pressure on the inside guys. Everybody as a defensive line working together as a unit, you know, will make things happen.